Welcome to the CIPR Inside podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the CIPR Inside Committee, keeping you up to date on our events, the latest trends, and chats with our friends in the internal comm space. I'm Madhvita, and I'm the Inside Committee Chair. This is our first episode, which we like to use to take you back to the major event of our year, the Changing the Convo Conference. It was a big event to plan, and we were delighted with how it turned out. We wanted to keep the spirit and the theme of the conference alive, and we hope you'll get a sense of the excitement and energy of the day from these short conversations captured during the break times. The interviews in this episode were from Debbie, Marsha, Dan and Jenny, who are all committee members with CIPR Inside. Thank you so much for everyone who helped organise, came to speak or supported our conference, and a special thanks to those who contributed to our podcast. Welcome also to anyone new who'd like to join us in changing the conversation. Enjoy. Hello, would you like to tell us who you are and what your role at the conference is today?
My name's Sarah Weston. I am part of the events team organising today's event.
And it's absolutely stunning here. So what was it that drew you to this venue?
Well, I was lucky enough to spend a day with the CIPR team going around the country doing some site visits. And I think when we arrived here, we were just immediately wowed by the venue. And there's a lot of history and there's a lot of rationale as to why this venue works for an internal comms and PR event.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I think the committee are really enjoying setting up in the main auditorium, which the audience haven't seen yet, which is quite exciting. So what will make this feel like a success for you at the end?
I think having all the delegates come in, be wowed, be surprised, and if they are totally engaged and walk away thinking, yeah, that was really cool and really memorable. From an events perspective, I think that for me would have ticked that box.
That's brilliant. Yeah, tell us who you are and what you do.
My name's Kate Shaw, and I'm the Senior Internal Comms Manager at Nationwide Building Society.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Kate. And what are you hoping to learn today at the conference?
So I'm hoping to really take home some experience of what other organisations are doing, build the great networks that the CIPR offers, and really understand what the challenges are facing internal communicators today.
My name is Hannah Claffey. I'm Senior Communications Officer at Newport City Homes.
Perfect. And how would you like to change the conversation, Hannah?
I think it's a case of a lot of the time we talk about doing things and we don't follow them through. We have a lot of conversations about things, and this time it's about taking the action to move things forward. So,
absolutely. And what are you hoping to learn, or what part are you particularly looking forward to today?
Oh, all of it, really. There's not really a part that I'm not looking forward to, I have to say. But Rachel Miller, I think, is going to be a highlight. I've never seen her speak, so I'm looking forward to that.
Hi, I'm Leanne Erin. I work as the Operational Communications Stakeholder Lead at Anglian Water, looking after communications for our water services unit.
And what are you looking forward to seeing today at the conference?
I'm really, really looking forward to Jo Hooper's session about mental health and wellbeing. For me, it's so, so important. All the stats are out that say that our industry really, really is experiencing periods of poor mental health in quite significant numbers. So for me, having it on the platform and having it on the stage here at CIPR Inside just highlights just how important it is to us, because we need to be a healthy and well workforce to be able to do the best for our leaders and for our staff as well that we represent.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think that's a brilliant observation. Thank you, and I hope you have a really great day.
Thank you very much.
I'm Anthea Page. I'm Head of Internal Comms at Sheffield Hallam University.
And what are you particularly looking forward to today?
Just overall getting a little bit of inspiration about how to think big and what you can do when you can lift your head out of the wood and look into the future, really. You know, inspiration about bigger objectives. It's always a challenge when you've got a huge employee base. So there are 4,000 staff at Hallam, and obviously all very different. So about half and half academics and professional services, very different motivations and needs and ways of working. So it's a constant challenge to minimise the noise but cut through.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant way of putting it.
I'm Matthew Hobbs. I work for Erwin Mitchell as an internal communications officer, and I basically work on brand campaigns in-house. We've recently had a brand relaunch, and we've done a employee value proposition, and we've also had a partnership with England Rugby. So we've done a lot of campaigns around that, and then really we just sort of work with stakeholders to manage intranet sort of sites and strategic objectives around our annual plan, really.
Wow, so you've got quite a lot on your hands
then. Quite a lot, yes.
So what sessions are you particularly looking forward to today?
To be honest, I was quite intrigued by some of the workshops, especially around mental health. That's one of the things that Erwin Mitchell are really keen to promote, and I think what's really good is we don't just pay lip service to it, we actually back it up and sort of practice what we preach. So I'm quite intrigued to see what sort of approach that workshop takes, and just to see how people who are attending respond to it as well.
It's great to see things in action, isn't it?
Yeah,
awesome. Thanks.
I'm Ian Hodgson, I'm Internal Communications Manager at Erwin Mitchell. My remit is I look after our transformation journey, so looking at kind of digitisation, changing culture, changing processes as we look to kind of evolve the firm. Also at the moment, deep in planning for our annual conference, which is going to be here in Birmingham in 4 weeks, 2 days. Not that I know by the minute. So yeah, we've kind of got a lot of work to prepare for that and get our board aligned and contributors. So great fun, lots of place to spend.
Yes, I empathise with you. As a committee member of CIPR Inside, I know how it feels to plan a large event, so all the very best of luck with that. And what are you particularly looking forward to today?
So the perennial subject of measurement, something I'm really passionate about, kind of proving our worth, but also understanding what works and how we refine kind of our tactics. So always keen to understand what people are doing. I think with digitisation and kind of email and intranet measurements and be able to measure behaviour that way, things have moved on quite a bit. We still have quite a few gaps, and I think it's always that balance between the effort to gather robust quality measurement against the time to deliver the many different priorities of the business and making sure that's prioritised and that kind of forms the backbone of what we do. Because that gives us a seat at the table, it gives us a negotiating tool to talk to people about what works rather than just kind of experience, but being able to back that up with data and insight is hugely important. And I think one important thing for us is whatever we do, we want it to be driven by insight. But actually sometimes gathering that insight in an efficient way can be a challenge. Always keen to understand what people are doing around measurement and see what some of the best practices and some of the interesting things coming out are.
Brilliant. Have a fabulous day.
So I'm David Weissman. I am the principal of PR Bulldog LLC, which is a communications company in Arizona, United States.
Wow, it's lovely to see you from all that way. Have you come here specially?
I'm looking forward to just joining my colleagues here and learning as much as I can about internal communications. I've worked on internal communications for large universities, for telecommunications companies, and I'm just fascinated by the theory and how we can all work together to make it even more efficient.
That's marvelous. And is there a particular session you're looking forward to today?
I'm really looking forward to all the sections. You know, I'm here to learn about everything I can from a variety of different perspectives. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, my experience has been that when you're doing internal communications, the audience that you're wanting, that you're talking to, really just wants to hear about themselves. They don't want to hear what the company is doing. They want to hear about the great things they're doing. That's my perspective from my experience, and I'm looking to see if that's something that's picked up through the conference.
So my name's Jared Williams. I am a comms manager for a company called Bromford, a social housing provider across central England. And I kind of bounce between the worlds at the moment of change comms and internal comms, and then the crossover to external as well, because it's all one big homogenous mass now.
Well, we're halfway through the day. What did you think of this morning?
I really enjoyed it. I think sometimes you get a real mix of hearing things you've heard before, as well as also hearing some of those brand new things. And I think there was a mixture of kind of reaffirming things that you already know, and you need that assurance that it's other people going through the same thing, but also some of that challenge. Like, I'm quite a fan of nudge theory, so hearing Chuck's kind of stuff about behaviour and the impact that has on communications to me is really important, and something we need to take into account of, especially in the internal communications world, and how we engage with our colleagues and help them change their behaviours. I think it's just that's probably the most important thing.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for skipping your place in the dinner queue for that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Would you like to say something for our podcast, sir?
I will do. Yes, please. It's been a fantastic morning so far with the CIPR Insight Conference. In particular, finally getting to see and hear Chuck Goss as well. What a performance. And also some of the stuff that you said about biases really made me stop and think about my my own biases maybe creeping into some of the work that I do and making assumptions. So that first bit, I just thought I need to stop and think a little bit more about that. And then the final session before lunch about Jo Hopper talking about Mad Sad and her experiences of mental health. Just so inspiring to hear someone who's a director in front of all these other people in the room talking about their mental health, and that's incredibly important to hear someone. It's a really inspiring day so far.
Oh, excellent. I'm so pleased you're enjoying it, and I hope you have a fabulous afternoon. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
So, could you just introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Gareth Brooks. I work at Tata Steel in Port Talbot. I'm the digital content executive, working within the internal comms team there. So I've come along today mainly to learn more about what we can be doing, what we're doing right, what we possibly be doing wrong. Halfway through the day, we've seen some amazing speakers, some amazing talks. My takeaway quote from today so far has been from Susan Peck, who said we need to learn to love the science of what we do as well as the art of what we do.
Happy days. Thank you so much.
So, Dan, was that your first experience of making some footage for a podcast?
Absolutely. I've been following, really in the last 6 months, different podcasters on a variety of subjects, mostly comms at the moment. Comms are really good. It's nice to see speakers who potentially I follow on social media and you feel that you know, but actually really bring their subjects to life. And so many of them, you sit there, you find yourself nodding along to everything they're saying. And I think now the key is that actually I just need to put into action a lot of what they're telling me. You know it's the right thing, but obviously we've just got to get on and change things rather than each coming every year and talking about the same things.
Hey, I'm Noel Armstrong, and I've served on the committee since December. I also serve on the social media team, but I'm also active in book club, and I work on a number of the events that CIPR Inside put together.
Brilliant. So you're tweeting the event today. How have you found that?
Tiring. No, it's been really enjoyable. I'm lucky enough to work with a really talented photographer who supplies a stream of really good images. But the content today has been fantastic, so it gives me a lot of rich material to tweet out.
Fantastic.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Martin Flegg. I'm a treasurer for CIPR Inside. I'm also responsible for doing the Inside Story Online Awards, and we're just about to give two awards to our most recent winners who have won the Best IC Work category. So we're really excited to hand over these awards, because normally, as the awards are online, we don't get a chance to actually hand over the trophy in person to our winners. So today we're really delighted to have them in the room. They're enjoying the conference, but they're also going to get a bit of kudos and a bit of the limelight when we hand over the trophies.
What a brilliant idea, because it's such a gorgeous venue. So what did you learn this morning from the sessions?
I was sat on the table with a group of people talking about measurement, and one of the things we were talking about was how to really use sentiment to create some actionable interventions in organisations. So we gather a lot of numerical data around things like web hits and open rates on emails, but actually the more difficult stuff to interpret in action is the softer stuff, so the qualitative data that we get. So there's some interesting conversations around some digital tools that some people are using to do that for them. Some people are doing it the old-fashioned way by just trawling through it to try and glean those nuggets of feedback that give them some real insight into how to change things for the benefit of the organisations and the people that work there. So yeah, that was the most interesting session for me this morning.
What are you hoping people will walk away with today that will help them to change the conversation?
I think we need to move people out of the old tactical conversations that we've been having for many years around seat at the table, trusted advisor, channels. All those things are important, but actually the world's moving on and we're challenged by a much more digital landscape. We have to collaborate more often with other parts of the organisation, so we actually need to change the conversation to be able to do that collaboration. So I'm hoping that people leave the room today with a lot more confidence that they're going to be able to do that, because that's going to make us fit for the future.
Perfect, yeah. We're making a podcast for CIPR Inside. Would you kindly spare us some words?
Of course I will. I'm Trudy Lewis. I work with the CIPR Inside Committee, and I just presented on measurement.
Yeah, it was brilliant as well. I really enjoyed that session. So what were the key messages that you wanted to get across?
Really, that measurement isn't impossible. All it takes is for us to kind of be aware of the knowledge
but also have the confidence to kind of have those meetings with leadership, do the work, understand it, and perhaps change the language a little bit to say, well, to stop talking about it as if to say it's so difficult.
That's a really good point and a great place that everybody can start, right? Just change your language about measurements. And yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm Katrina Marshall. I am a freelance comms professional and writer. This is my first CIPR conference and I love it. Honestly, the learning has been great. The energy around the people who are bringing the learning has been amazing. And the sense of collaboration among colleagues is second to none. Even if I don't actively apply any of this in the workplace or with any of my clients, it will have been a great day for collaboration.
That's brilliant. I'm so pleased that you're really enjoying it. Fantastic. And is there anything you're especially looking forward to this afternoon?
Ooh, I think dealing with convergence, that's something that I'm really keen to find out. You know, how are we going to approach it as an industry? And if we're going to speak with one voice on it, really, because there's a lot of disparate views and sometimes we don't get it right. So that's going to be my most interesting part.
Thank you so much. That's super. Thank you.
Thanks.
My name's Jenny Kampf and I'm Senior Internal Communications Officer at Cardiff University.
What have you learned from our conference today?
So much. It's been fantastic just thinking about, starting to think about internal communications in a slightly different way and how finding some sort of strategies for how to actually promote what we do and to kind of sell what we do to the senior leadership team has been really, really useful. I found the measurement session just really valuable. That's definitely given me loads of food for thought about how we actually measure and prove the value of the internal communications that we do and some different ways to start doing that.
Brilliant. So do you feel that you'll be going back to work and you'll be able to change the conversation about internal comms?
I certainly feel better equipped to start doing that.
I'm Bridget Ahern of Bridget Ahern Communications and I'm an independent practitioner.
It's nearly towards the end of the conference today, so we've seen most of the speakers. What have been the main sort of learning points or high points in the conference so far for you?
In a simple title, Changing the Conversation, there's been so much depth and breadth to it. So I've been really impressed at the variety of speakers that we've had and the variety within the format of the conference. So it's about changing the conversation within ourselves, with our leaders, within our organisations, and with our friends and families about what we do as an industry. So that's really exciting. It's given me lots of hints, tips and tricks and really re-energised me in terms of how I feel about being an internal communicator.
What do you think is the one thing that surprised you most so far today?
The raw honesty of many of the speakers. Some brilliant insights from Rachel Miller of All Things I See and Joe Hooper of the Mad and Sad Club. They've been really honest in sharing their challenges and I think that is really important to me as an independent practitioner to know that I'm not struggling with either these personal or professional challenges alone. Everybody else is going through the same things and it's just worth reaching out and having a conversation with people.
Yeah, there were some really powerful moments around that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Could you just let us know your name, your job title, where you work first, please?
I'm Caroline Wadhams and I'm currently working at Vodafone Business.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Roberts, I'm Communications Manager at Plusdane Housing.
Brilliant, thank you. So we're getting towards the end of the day now. What's the kind of top thing that you're going to take away from the conference today back to your jobs tomorrow morning?
For me, I think one of the things I want to take back is the stuff that Joe talked about from the Mad and Sad Club. We are looking at sort of how we can get the conversation started at Vodafone around mental health. So I want to sort of go back and take some of, you know, the content that she's talked about and be a part of starting the conversation back at work.
And how about for you?
I think it was something that Rachel spoke about. And I think, to be honest, most of the speakers have kind of picked up on it around finding the impact on the business needs that internal comms can have, identifying what they are and then figuring out how you can kind of serve those needs and achieve that impact. And we've had some really good conversations in the mastermind around some of our own kind of individual issues that I think are going to be really helpful. So it's, I've really enjoyed it, actually.
Brilliant. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
So what's your name and what is your role?
My name is Jenny Proctor and I'm an independent consultant.
Okay. And so what are you hoping to find out of today?
I have a background in internal communications, but I've been working out of that particular role for a little while, so I'm just really interested to find out what the current conversations are in the industry and what kind of good practice is in the industry, and really just kind of learn where the industry is going at the moment.
Okay. In what way would you like to change the conversation in internal comms?
I'm really interested in the way that internal communications and social media, how those things sit together. I'm always interested in good leadership communications and how good leaders who engage well on social media can impact the conversation within their workforce. So I'm kind of interested in that particular part of internal comms and that conversation. So it's the leadership conversations and how those play out, really. So I was really interested by the conversation this morning from Helen Schick from Alzheimer's UK about how she works effectively with her leadership team, some of the inside hints and tips, maybe, which I won't share on this podcast, because she was quite direct in some of her advice. But that was a really very practical session, I thought, so I enjoyed that one very much.
Great. Yeah, so what surprised you the most from what you've heard so far?
The most surprising presentation of the morning was around mental health, and actually it's fantastic the way that that's being kind of taken on board, the way that internal communicators are having those conversations, but I think there's a lot more that we can do. So that was the frankness of that conversation was surprising, but also very encouraging, I think. I will be finding more out about Joe's work in mental health and work on engagement and measurement. You know, there is always more that we can do on measurement, so I will be going away with that particular thought in mind, I think.
Great, thank you.
Hello, sir. I don't know whether you know what podcasts are.
What are podcasts? Yeah, so my name is Chuck Ghose. I'm Senior Strategic Advisor for Social Chorus, co-founder of Icology, and biggest internal comms cheerleader around.
I would say that's a pretty accurate description.
Okay, good.
And we enjoyed your amazing keynote speech this morning. It was fantastic. So thank you so much for coming over and sharing that with us. From your perspective as a speaker, what's the experience of conference like?
It's been so welcoming and inviting being here. It truly, I said when I got on stage, it was an honor and a privilege, and I mean that in the purest sense of the words. To anytime anybody wants to ask you to hear their thoughts, that's amazing. But to then present to a collection of people who share similar experiences and understand what those challenges are, but also are here to learn, makes it even more exciting and valuable to being here.
There's a real buzz in the room as well, isn't there, today?
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of those things where the digital world kind of lulls us into a sleep of feeling like we know people. But it's one thing when you finally get to shake hands or even share a hug with people, have that real conversation, it really does help cement those relationships even more.
Yeah, I completely agree. And what one thing are you really hoping communicators will take away with them from today that will help them to change the conversation?
I think I want them to take a deep breath and just look at what they are doing, and is it really adding value or changing the business? Because if they're not changing the business, then they're going to keep having the same conversations that they're tired of having. They need to work with leaders, align with what the leaders want, and use their skills and experience to improve the business, connect employees even more. As I mentioned in my talk, we have an amazing amount of reach and access as communicators that other employees would never imagine having. We need to take advantage of that and really be that voice of the employee and stand up for them.
I love that. Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hi everyone, I'm Martin Flegg and I'm Treasurer of CIPR Inside, and I was one of the organisers of the Changing the Conversation conference this year. We adopted the theme of Changing the Conversation for the conference because as a group, we felt that we should be trying to broaden the range of topics which internal communicators are talking about right now. Some of these topics, such as influencing leadership and measurement, have been around for years and are as relevant to internal communication practice today as they've always been. But, and it's a big but, the world of work and the organisations in which people work are changing so fast, and this is changing the nature of IC practice forever. So to keep up, adapt and remain relevant as practitioners, we need to be discussing these new challenges as well as some of our more enduring issues. I really think we gave our delegates the opportunity to do that at the conference, and hopefully you've heard some of that in this podcast today. And we gave them the opportunity to start to examine some of the challenges around dealing with the convergence of internal and external communications, for example, or mental health in the workplace, and taking a more outcome rather than outputs-based approach to everything that we do. I heard it so many times at the conference from both delegates and speakers. The future of internal communications profession is in our hands as practitioners. It really is just up to us to take responsibility and stay relevant and up to date by having conversations between ourselves with our stakeholders about the things which matter for IC practice right now, those which will also matter in the near future. Glad that we were a bit brave as a committee this time and adopted a more challenging theme for the conference. I think it paid off for us. It's given us a platform to continue changing the conversation about internal communication in future CIPR Inside events and activities. Do watch out for those. I hope you've enjoyed this first podcast from CIPR Inside. Do let us have your feedback about what you think about it, because we're thinking of doing more in the future. Please contact us via our social channels or via the website. Thank you.